You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns proudly support the United Way of Greater Cleveland as they mobilize our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura wrapping up this Football Wednesday edition of CBD. You send us your questions. It's a mailbag Wednesday. You send us questions via Twitter at Browns_daily using the hashtag mailbag, or you send them directly to Nathan or directly to me. And Casey Kulis, our producer today, jumps into that mailbag. What do we got, Casey?
Hey, guys, we got two left right before the show gets over with here. And the first one's from Larry Spencer 27 at Browns_daily hashtag mailbag. Imagine Ben Tate is taking most reps with the ones. Are any of the other backs getting time, or is it mainly Tate?
Terrence West is absolutely getting time in there alongside Ben Tate. And I thought Ben Tate looked very good today. I thought today was one of his better days of practice as well. But you heard Quinton Groves talk about it. Terrence West is a big guy. He carries a big load. It's going to be interesting to see people actually try to tackle him in training camp. But this is a guy who really is physical but moves around well. These two backs are going to be a great combination. And perhaps in an ideal world, we're going to have 2,000-yard backs here in Cleveland.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they dispense playing time between the two of them, but it's easy for me to see Terrence West getting a whole lot. He could very well become the starter coming out of training camp. I mean, you know, we'll see how that goes because there's a lot more that he has to learn that Tate already knows. But I think this these sessions and going against this defense, which, yes, minus the hitting, you still get a feel for those holes closing up and how you have to respond to that. West shows a lot of instinctiveness that's impressive. So I'm with you. We can see two productive guys. And Tate, I think, has been pretty solid and steady right along. They know what they got in him. But they're seeing in Terrence West, this guy from Towson, I'll tell you what, he could prove to be one of the very big surprises of this draft.
No question. He's looked great.
All right, guys, and last one from Brown's Granny. Have any of the draft picks signed yet, and are there negotiations taking place?
Well, the first answer, that to my knowledge, no. Nothing's been announced. Negotiations taking place, yes, that much I do know. As far as any difficulty or challenges, I anticipate none. The timing of this is pretty much on a schedule that says we'll sign them when we want to sign them. You know, once you sign them, you also pay out the bonus money and so forth that's attached to these deals. But what it is in terms of amounts is not prohibitive. It's slotted. You already know you're working from a list of where these guys and what these guys are paid because it's of where they were drafted. So it'll get done in due time. I've never known the Browns to be particularly quick with getting them all done, even though that seems to be a league-wide trend. The Bills, reports now that they've got a deal done with Sammy Watkins, their first-round pick, a fourth overall guy today. So I would think everything else in the slot is going to fall into place, and it would be probably likely to see most of this done maybe even by the end of June.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I know Ray Farmer said on Cleveland Browns Daily that he wasn't too worried about it. These guys are kind of slotted in where they're slotted in, and I think this will be something that is done sooner rather than later and will not in any way, shape, or form reach the distraction point for any of these guys.
Nope, not at all. All right, we want to thank some people for being a part of this show because we had a good one today. We want to thank Quinton Groves for coming in studio, friend of show. Quinton will be back multiple times for sure with good insights and good stories.
We're strong on the defensive side of the ball, as Paul Myers pointed out. Offensive guys need to step it up. We need to get some offensive regulars in here.
Yeah, we got to get some complimentary parts on the offensive side. We will work on that. I don't think it'll be a major problem, but we're going to achieve that. That's on the to-do list. Want to thank John Clayton from ESPN for being with us today as well from the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Appreciated all his great stuff, great insight. Want to thank our producer today, who's Casey Kulis, and, of course, Jason Gibbs, our regular producer, and getting that sound from Johnny Manziel from the press conferences. We'll have more from the comments that were made today by Mike Pettine and others on tomorrow's show as well. And all of you jumping in on that mailbag, hashtag mailbag Wednesday. You made that a big success today as well. All right, good stuff. We'll do this again tomorrow. For Nathan, I'm Vic, saying we will talk to you again on Thursday on Cleveland. Oh, and stay tuned for Julio and Gerard. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.